identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
To walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. How can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recall
105.7 CFW, not today, that's for sure. Definitely a change from what we had just a couple of days ago. We were going to have to throw an extra layer on for the kiddies if they're going to be heading out to do some trick-or-treating. Speaking of that, if you head to our website, wcfw.fm, my latest blog I just dropped this morning has some times of some area towns and trick-or-treating times, things like that. Go check it out when you get a chance. Right now, Def Leppard is on 105.7 CFW.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Start a fight. I know this can't be
make the workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
CFW out on Facebook this morning. The conversation has been, did you ever get anything? What was the best thing or the most unique thing you ever got when you were out trick-or-treating? Some great responses on there. Corey said a guy ran out of candy as he got to me, and our group of five kids ended up giving me two boxes, said stop at the 7-Eleven and grab a candy bar. How about that? Amy said the best M&Ms. Whenever she got those were her faves all the time. Erica said, my mom would make popcorn balls, regular and chocolate. Ooh, our house was the hit in the neighborhood. I'll bet it was. And Lori said, we had a neighborhood mom that gave us neighborhood kids homemade popcorn balls. They were the best thing ever. Lori, I wonder if you lived in the same neighborhood as Erica. Anyway, head out to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Click that like button or my Mike McKay page. Comment on either one of them. And let me know the best or the most unique thing you ever got when you are trick-or-treating.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Have you ever...
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like FlexSteel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
CFW. Big wheels come on turning, carry me home to smack you.
105.7 CLW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you as we roll through all kinds of nonstop music for you through your workday, your play day, your relaxing day, your getting ready to go out trick-or-treating later on day, whatever it might be for you. Hope it's going to be a good one. Definitely has changed temperature-wise, hasn't it? Since 2 days ago, we were record high. What was 80 degrees? We're going to drop into the upper 30s by late this afternoon and early evening. Oh, by the way, don't forget, Saturday nights, got to move those clocks back an hour. Yeah, it's that time of the year once again. I know, kind of snuck up on us, didn't it?
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, you get it, if so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft?
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Welcome to
105.7 CFW.
105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
1057 CFW, Mike McKay along with you out on Facebook this morning. Been getting some great responses. The question was, what was the best thing or the most unique thing you ever got when you were out trick-or-treating? Head over to 1057 CFW's Facebook page or my Mike McKay page. Follow both of those if you would and see all the different responses on there. I remember when I was a kid, I think I was probably, I want to say 9 or 10. I was pretty young at the time. And me and two of my friends were going to go trick-or-treating. And my older cousin, Georgie, he was 18 at the time. He was kind of like a big brother to me. And my dad said, George is going to take you guys just so that you don't get into any trouble and things like that. We're okay, because I loved my cousin, Georgie. Still do it to this day. Anyway, he took us around, and I remember he took us into an apartment building, and we got just loaded with candy, you know, with stuff. But when we got home, before we went in, he looked through my bag, and he grabbed out a bag, and to me, it looked like a bag of, you know, just green stuff. And he said, I'll take this. I don't know what that was, but he never did tell me what it was. Maybe it was like parsley or something.
Speak. easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Like a wet dog at a formal tea party.
Max, no!
Guys, when you go shopping for clothes, do you ever feel like you just don't belong?
Max, don't!
So fellas, shop a store that's designed for you. Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire. Quality men's clothing from formal to casual with hats, shoes, and accessories too. Muldoon's carries sizes small to 6X tall. Big, tall, short, or small, Muldoon's fits them all. Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction, raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. In a little over a week of early voting, Wisconsin has already surpassed 1 million total votes submitted. According to election officials, about 1.25 million absentee ballots were requested across the state for the November election, and about 1.1 million have already been submitted through in-person absentee votes and mail-in votes. Election officials are also reminding voters that all ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on election day to be counted, and they should only use official sources like the Wisconsin Election Commission website for voting information. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underlie is proposing nearly $60 million of investments to recruit and retain teachers. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, the proposal includes stipends to student teachers to cover expenses and reduce debt, along with a Grow Your Own grant program. The proposal also includes an expansion to the Peer Review and Mentoring Grant Program and seeks to review the requirements for licensure to eliminate more barriers for potential teachers. With a few days left before the election, Congressman Derek Van Orden has announced a new sponsorship. Congressman Van Orden says he's now being sponsored by the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance, trying to highlight his work on agriculture in the region. Van Orden was assigned to the Committee on Agriculture during his term in Congress, and the future of farming in Wisconsin has been a major topic for both him and his Democratic challenger, Rebecca Cook. Both candidates say they're looking to provide more support for family farms. Chippewa Valley Technical College will host a Give Vets a Smile event on Saturday. According to college officials, the event will welcome veterans to the school from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. to provide free services like dental care and a lung test. Organizers say the event is a great way for students to get real-world experience in their chosen fields while giving back to veterans by providing free care they may not be able to easily access elsewhere. Veterans will need to register ahead for a dental appointment, but all other services can be done on a walk-in basis. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be windy with some rain today, and the rain could be heavy at times. It's going to be cold, too. Temperatures dropping into the mid-30s by late this afternoon. We'll see the wind back off a little. Showers will end by trick-or-treat time, but it will be chilly for the ghosts and goblins in the low to mid-30s here this evening. Tomorrow, sunshine, 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44. CFW.
Yeah.